Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a DJ intro Ghost in Ableton Live 12, built for jungle, old school DNB, and dark side vibes. This is not a giant festival riser. We're going for something subtler, creepier, and more believable. Think of the kind of intro that feels like it came off a dusty dubplate or opened a 90s vinyl set in a dark room. It should tease the drop, not shout about it. The main idea here is tension through restraint. In drum and bass, the intro matters a lot because it gives you space for DJ mixing, but it also sets the mood. A good ghost riser can make the track feel deeper, more underground, and more dangerous, without crowding the low end. So let's build a simple 4-bar intro ghost using stock Ableton devices only. First, set up your session around 170 BPM, which is right in the jungle and DNB zone. Create a MIDI track for your riser sound. For beginners, Drift is a great starting point because it's quick to shape. Operator or Waveita will also work really well if you want a slightly different tone. Start with a simple oscillator shape, like a sine or a triangle. Keep it clean at the beginning. Don't make it too wide, too bright, or too aggressive yet. We want something that feels distant. Set a low-pass filter on it, with a cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz to start. Add a little resonance, but not too much, just enough to give it character. Now draw one long MIDI note across the full 4 bars. This is important. We're building motion through automation, not through lots of notes. For the pitch, choose something that sits well in the key of your track. A root note, a fifth, or even a minor second can work nicely if you want a darker feel. If your synth has an LFO, use a very slow one. Really slow. You want a tiny bit of movement, like the sound is breathing in the fog. Not a wobble that turns it into a lead. Just a subtle drift. Next, we'll add the air layer. This is what makes it feel like a riser instead of just a held note. You can add a second oscillator with noise, or use another stock instrument that gives you a breathier textured sound. Filter this layer heavily at first so it stays buried in the background. Put auto filter on that layer, and automate the cutoff from dark to brighter over the 4 bars. Start low, around 300 to 800 Hz, and let it open gradually toward maybe 4 to 8 kHz by the end. That slow opening motion is the core of the rise. It should feel like something emerging from the mist. Now let's shape the energy with automation. Press A in Ableton to show automation, and draw simple curves for a few things. First, raise the volume a little over the 4 bars. Not much, just a gentle lift, maybe 2 to 5 dB total. Then automate the filter cutoff so it opens slowly. If you've got reverb on the sound, increase the dry slash wet a bit near the end, and maybe make the decay slightly longer too. This is where the ghost starts to feel alive. But remember, in dark DNB, less is usually more. If you make it huge too early, it stops feeling spooky and starts sounding generic. Now let's add the haunted part, a reverse swell. This is a great trick. Take a short sound, maybe a cymbal hit, a chord stab, or even a little atmospheric one shot, then reverse it in the clip view. Place it so it swells into the end of the 4 bars. Run that reversed sound through reverb and auto filter. You can also add a touch of saturator if you want it to feel thicker and a little more worn. Keep the settings modest. We're aiming for a ghostly inhale, not a dramatic cinematic explosion. A really good jungle trick is to add just a little breakbeat hint underneath all of this. Even something tiny, like a ghost snare pickup, a chopped kick snare fragment, or a filtered amen slice, can make the whole intro feel more authentic. DNB intros often work best when they hint at the groove that's about to arrive. If you use a break fragment, keep it low in the mix and filtered. You do not want it competing with a riser. You just want the listener's brain to go, ah, this is DNB territory. That tiny rhythmic connection makes a huge difference. Now let's clean up the sound with a simple effects chain. After the source or on a group bus if you prefer, add EQ8, saturator and reverb. Use EQ8 to high pass anything unnecessary, usually somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, depending on the sound. This keeps your sub space free for the drop. Then add a little saturator, maybe just 1 to 3 dB of drive, to give the sound some grit and help it cut through. If you want a slightly older, rougher vibe, you can add a touch of redux too, but keep it subtle. We're not trying to destroy the sound, just give it some edge. For the reverb, keep it controlled. If the intro gets muddy, the drop will lose impact. High pass the reverb return if needed, and don't overdo the decay. A dark intro can still have space without turning into a blurry wash. Now arrange it like a real DJ-friendly intro. For example, let bars 1 and 2 stay dark and mysterious. Bars 3 and 4 can open up more, with the break hint becoming a little clearer and the filter getting brighter. Then right before the drop, give it a small lift, and cut cleanly into the drums. That tiny gap before the first drum hit can be powerful. A lot of people miss this. If you stop the ghost one beat early, the incoming kick and snare feel heavier, because the listener gets a moment of silence or near silence right before impact. A few teacher-style tips here. If the riser feels too modern, make it a little less perfect. Use slightly uneven automation. Add a bit of saturation. Start the sample a little off the obvious attack point if you're using audio. Those tiny imperfections help sell the old-school jungle feel. Also, think in layers of distance. One sound can feel close, one can feel far away, and one can sit in between. That depth is what makes it feel haunted instead of just rising. And if you're not sure what to do next, remove an element instead of adding one. Dark side energy often comes from leaving space. A few mistakes to watch out for. Don't make the riser too bright too soon. Start dark and open up slowly. Don't let it take over the sub-range. High-pass it and keep the low end clean. Don't drown it in reverb. And don't make it so loud that it distracts from the intro drums. A ghost should be felt more than heard. If you want to go a bit further, try a call and response version. Make one ghost lift in bars 1 and 2, then another one in bars 3 and 4, with the second one a little brighter or a little higher in pitch. That gives you a spooky question and answer feeling without needing a melody. Another cool variation is to end with a pitch drop right before the drums hit. Just a small one. That little instability can feel very dark and unsettling, especially in rollers and jungle edits. You can also try a reverse-only build, where the whole intro is made from reverse textures, chopped break fragments, or reversed pad tails. That can sound very underground if you keep it tight. For homework, I'd love for you to make three versions of this same idea. One version should feel more jungle, with more break texture, more grit, and less polish. One should feel more dark side, with restrained brightness, low mid tension, and a really eerie atmosphere. And one should be a modern hybrid, cleaner and sharper, but still DJ-friendly. Keep them all short, around 4 bars, and make sure each one includes at least one automation move and ends with a clean transition into the drop. When you're done, listen back at normal volume and at low volume. The best intro ghost is the one that still works when the speakers are turned down, because that usually means the tension is strong and the design is clear. So that's the move. Dark, subtle, mixable, and a little haunted. That's how you build a DJ intro ghost for jungle and old school DNB in Ableton Live 12.